Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Now, much of the times, people say, hey, mara, odlala music when I ring. Zodlala mangitholi isikhathi, khawumeka lokho. Sawubona, Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona, sawubona, no better, better, Ray.
Hey, butwami, kunjani?
Hi, man, ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lomfelo wethu uJesu Kristu.
Sawubona, sawubona.
Nebandla lapho umfundisi uRhadebe nomfundisi Motha nomfundisi Jabulani Dominic.
Awuzoke.
Topic, to be a new person or a new man, Brother Ray. Step one is to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Ngoba thina sicabanga ukuthi being a church goer or being a very good church goer or a member, lowo akusenzi ukuthi siqualify. Ngoba lokho kusagcwele ama dead works, by the way. Ngoba anything without faith ayilungile. Faith alone gives life to what we believe and what we do. Being a new person, our mindset, my baba, and our thinking must change.
Yeah.
Masingakhethi abantu, by the way. Ngoba namhlanje si ngabantwana bokukhanya kepha siyabakhetha abantu ukuthi lo ayi asithathe yami lona izinto ezifana nenhle. Nemisebenzi yethu, Brother Ray, sihluke kulelizwe.
Yeah.
Ukukhonza kwethu nenkambo yethu makube ekukhanyeni. And we must remove it here. Akufanele siyivumele kuzimpilo zethu, Brother Ray. Kufanele kube ne-hope, ne-purpose ezimpilweni zethu.
Yeah.
Sisebenzele kushumayela evangeli kulelizwe, Brother Ray. Reading the word and doing God's will. Masihlale ngokuzithoba khona siyophakanyiswa, Brother Ray. Izinkinga ziseza kithi masingathi silingwa uJesu Kristu. Ngoba siyakhohlwa bese sikhomba uJesu Christ ukuthi uyo silingayo amatest lawa akaJesu Christ. No, no, no. Kepha masibekezele ngokholo. Inkosi yethu uJesu Christ aze abuye, Brother Ray. It's a journey lento, ayipheleli lapho. Iyophela the day second coming uJesu asebuya ezolanda ibandla lakhe.
Yeah.
Being a new man, konke esikwenzayo asisazenzeli thina noma kanjani.
Yeah.
But all must glorify Jesus Christ, our Lord and Father and Savior. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother. UNkulunkulu asibusise.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you so much, my friend. Blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. When we talk about a new freshness and a new man, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Given more case, it says, 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. Since purified by the blood of Jesus, we walk in the light and in fellowship with one another and the Lord. He forgives our sins and purifies us from all unrighteousness, making us new people. Sawubona, Dumela, hi.
In the light and in fellowship. Ayibonga, Nkosi.
Sawubona, Koko.
Nkosi yami, ngiyabonga ukuba nani.
Siyabonga nathi, Koko, ukuba nawe.
Ngiyabusiseka ngoba Nkosi kulamalanga sabambekile kuye enkonzweni, kodwa ngizawuqala inyanga nayiqala.
Okay, okay, Gogo. Akunankinga.
Manje ngibusisa lo Roma 6 verse 11. Ngayithi uPauli akuzisho la ukuthi ngufile.
Yeah.
Ngaqonda naye sona kodwa uyaphila uphilela uNkulunkulu.
Eh.
Konke kwakho kungamathuba sikaNkulunkulu kwasempilweni kwasemzimbeni yakho nako konke kwakho.
Ehhe.
Manje uPaul uthi ke mayithi ayibeka indaba le nkonzo ngoba sahawukela ukuthi asidangani. Ngoba silahle into ezifihle zamahlazo.
Yeah.
Asihambi ngobuqili, asiphambanisi izwi likaNkulunkulu. Sizinqoma kunyembeza abantu bonke ngokuveza obala iyiqiniso.
Yeah.
uthi ke kwakuhle inkosi lokukhanya maphelo enhlizweni zethu kwathelwa kwakumnyama abantu bami ezimpilweni zethu
yeah
kodwa sezwa ukuthi igazi lika Jesu liyamhlanza unembeza emsebenzini esileyo
yeah
ukuze ukwazi ukuthi ube umntwana kaNkulunkulu namhlanje asisazisho namhlanje wadinga nobufakazi yonke into sesiyisonto nje nobungayaphi siyisonto nafuna ukucalana nabantu kabankulunkulu ako khulume nje ngobufakazi kuphela u-ameni endlini ukuthi nalowo akakazisho ukuthi njengoba elapha nje uze kanjani kuzabe la
ya
ya njengoba eginyiwa phansi erola kangaka nje evuka umoya kangaka nje mara uze kanjani la yazi ngiyamthanda uJob ngilamayithi namadimoni ayakholwa ya ziyenzeka izinto ngaphandle namhla kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba iqinisa lisalithandi
ya
manje ke mntanami ngiyabuse kumathi uvuselele ukuthi uma umuntu ekuKristu ukuba isidalwa esisha ya bathi komunye umzala nebhayibhilini bathi akusadingi nokuthi ukhulume wena nethi thina sesiyazi ngawe
ya
ya bathi akusadingi nokuthi usho ngoba bambona nabaphethe ama-ogap yabona enza izinto upita manje thena seyitshintshile izinto bathi hayi noma ungatshongo nto ma
ya
indaba yakhe iyabonakala iyavakala ngoba phela kuyalahlwa indaba ilapho elilahliwe nje wasesigcwele amabandla siyingaka nje siyingaka asitsho ukuthi kubi kodwa sibona ukuthi ufakazi abukho sibona imvana kathixo nje isikonyana nje elokhu ithule lapho ithikibele ingasho ukuthi ngangenwa abantu
eyi madoda
ngingenwa ujesu kungabi izinto ningasayibuki ngaleya ndlela sezivela ngamanye amehlo nobawu lethi ukukhanya kuthekiwe lelo into sozibona ngenye indlela udlala ibhayisikobhi yezulu kuwe uhleli phakathi kwabo usebenzela nabemsebenzini betho amagama amakhulu betho ontoni nontoni futhi babebona ukhona uphakathi kwabo bazawushiya idudle zamagama kodwa akufihle ujesu mntanami athi mntana khona kodwa noza kuhlekisa okwakho ndingacula ikhola senyanje uqhubeke umsebenzi uholwe umoya oyinye manje siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi yanikhulekela abafundisi yanikhulekela abantwana bethu thina sekuseduze la siyakhona ya sesibele ukuthi siyohlala naye
ya
usho njalo umhlaba ethu ohlala nojesu kukuhle hleli uthi siqonde ekhaya nithini na
ya
masingathiyeki ngalutho kodwa sizombona
Yeah.
Noma bebesha abanye bethi izulu alikho, kodwa indawo manje kubhaliwe la. Ukuthi izulu likhona.
Ngempela.
Nomhlaba wona ukhona.
Yebo.
Maye ke Nkosi yami ngiyabusa ngendlela emangasayo uma nje ngisaqhubana leNkulunkulu mntanami. Usakhuluma ngempilo yakho. Ngithi Nkosi, uthi uMpostoli Paul emzimbeni wethu sinamanxeba. Uthi mangabe sakhathazwa umuntu.
Yeah.
Ngithi ngiyazi ukuthi umfana wami wayenganjalo ngoba esho.
Eh.
Kodwa ngibonga ukuthi ukukhona kwakho leyo zangokuphele mntanami.
Amen. Amen.
Sibonga. Now gibana nentaba.
Eh.
Ya, ithole bengifunda izwi lithi uma nikholwa izintaba ziyawusuka. Akukhulunywa ngentaba ephandle mntanami, kukhulunywa ngentaba ezinhlizweni nasempilweni. Edamana ima phambi kwakho.
Eh.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu athi mntanami thethelela. Ngoba intaba inje ngoba wenzeke kanje kodwa mntanami hamba ngokukhola hamba ngokulunga hamba ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu ngoba ukuqala kokuhlakanipha bona abantwana bami kukumesaba
ngempela ngempela
hawu Nkosi yami sajikela omzala bethu nje nabo anti bethu ngoba sathola loku kulunga athi uPawulu uhlumise ngokukholwa athi ngabo sinokuthula kule Nkosi engijiswa athi yena sengihluphekwele athi siyazi noma siyangibonga uNkulunkulu athi kodwa uthando lenakutheliwe enhlizweni zethu thina silele ukuthi njalithelwe noma ungahlala naye longafuni ukukubona onyanye nalo onyathele khona kodwa uthando luthele ukuthi baba nawe uvuka kutheni bakathele uthando ya ukuthi ngithande isiphechepheche njengoba engafuni ukungibona ngibona ukuthi ngiphoyizini angangiphakele kodwa baba angimthandi mina ngimkhulekele ngelinda ngizwa uzawuguquka
ya
Aw manje ngibonga ukuthi akungokuyikhathaza nangani kodwa kuye ngomusa na uhawela. Manje ngithi radio pulpit phambili ngoba sihlala nani njengoba sesinasayo enkonzweni ngesiyididibana la ezindlini. Kodwa sihleli nani.
Amen. Amen. Siyabonga.
Ya, mkhulu umsebenzi enwenza. Awungananga ngiyayithathi kancane le nkonzweni yenza abantwana bami.
Siyabonga inkosi mama.
Ngiye ngafika lapho kinye Pitori ngisashumala edimeleni.
Ya.
Safika lapho kuloo ndawo yakini leyo. Ya, lapho ePitori.
Ya.
Wakumnandi ngendlela emakhe thina sasifaka iyikhipha ezi-red.
Okay.
Abanye bafake ezimhlophe abanye bafake ezi-blue.
Ya.
Ngokuhlukahlukana. Ngoba sesikhipha abantu egazini eyitibeleni.
Engempela.
Thathunika nathi khona lapho ekufeni. Sambona uNkulunkulu. Singakhohlwa kanjani uThixo onje mntanami. Ngabe nisibonanga ngamhlanje ngoba nisahlamba anisizwa. Kodwa sasibona isandla sakhe.
Ya, ya.
Ihamba nathi endlini. Sambona ukuthi ngempela uNkulunkulu.
Ehhe.
Ya, manje uralwe ngina ngoba wasiphekela kakhulu wathi uyodla lapha ephaki. Sasigcwele khona. Athi ngenxa yenu akusekho abantu abakugijira ngamapastela ababulawa. Ngenxa yenhlungelo yethu ematilini.
Siyabonga. Umuso ngaka
bathi besifile ukuxosha izidumbu abasebenza kusiphornet bathi kodwa ngina yevakele lihambayo hayi into yasendlini hayi into ukuthi ngibe unana nje ngibe inkukhu nje ningase ningihleli nakuthi njengoba ngibona nje kwenzeka into kini
ya
hawu amen bantu bami phambili ninganibandezile
phambili gogo siyabonga kakhulu
inkosi nibusise phambili bantu phambili ningadeke bantu phambili bangigeja ningadeke emuva
haleluya
Bambani kecha njalo re bambani kecha mntanami inkosi ibuse nonke balaleli
Siyabonga mama inkosi ikubusise
Ngiyathanda ngiyathanda ehlibhek inkosi ibusise amen
Hallelujah siyabonga gogo siyabonga kakhulu Awuzeke awuzeke And of course we give the Father all the glory the majesty and the honor there's none like him in our lives a new person in Christ What is the new person in Christ What does it mean to be a new person in Christ. And I was reading also given Moketsi quoting John chapter 5 verses 14 on WhatsApp. See you are well again, stop sinning or something worse may happen anew. A new man hates sin, he knows the bad results of sin. That is given Moketsi there. And let's take a call. Sabona Dumela, hi. Okay, Lenki.
Good evening. Brother Ray.
Good evening, Mayor.
Le bon tate Baruti Moreni.
Thank you.
Ke mem leng ke rampo ya bua mo.
Hi, thank you.
I believe a new man is when God has decided to change the path or the direction that this person is going to take. For an example, He changed Abraham and Sarai to Abraham and Sarah because he had a purpose for their lives. When God has a purpose about your life, he will actually change your name and he will change your perspective. Like when he told Mary, the mother of Jesus, that a child will be born, and his name will be called Emmanuel. When God has a purpose about your life, he will definitely create you or he will change you into a new man. And once you are a new man in Christ, it means your sins are forgiven, your transgressions are forgiven, your mistakes are corrected, And God will guide you, God will support you, and God will strengthen you, and God will finally bless you so that he can be glorified. Thank you so very much. Kimem Linki Rampo Utabete, Korait Park Springs.
Thank you so much, Linki Rampo Utabete. We really appreciate. Mfundi Swamina.
Asibingelele pastor sibingelele kubalaleli bonke ba read the pulpit umsakato wathi nzabale tithokotisako sibingelele nabefundisi bethu mfundisi sibingelele bonke nabefundisi kodwa ke abantu mfundisi noma babhabhatisiwe ababe ngabo new man abantu noma badlisidlo senkosi ababe ngabanye man ngokuba ukuze ube ngunye man umfundisi kumele ube ngumuntu lophendukile
ngokuba
uJesu Kristu yena lo umuntu abesidabe sisha
kanimambo mfundisa mina sawubona dumela sawubona. All right, let's leave that one. And let's do a bit of this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
So bona dumela, hi.
Hi, Pastor A.
Hi, sir.
I'm just attracted to that topic. Yes, Pastor Ray, not your father and mine.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, please go on. I can hear you now.
Yeah, Pastor Ray, a new man. I'm attracted to this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 25, verse 1 and 2. It says that Amaziah was 25 years of age when he began to reign in Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Hello, Pastor Ray.
I'm listening to you, sir. Yes.
So many times we get a lot of people who are born again and they are children of God. But they still get caught up in all these things, you know, like unforgiveness and all those things, you know, because they are not serving the Lord with a perfect heart. The Bible says Amaziah, he reigned in Jerusalem for 29 years. And his mother's name was Jehoadan. He did everything that was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. A person that is a new creature in Christ, God is always looking for a heart.
Yeah.
That's the way. We are a lot of the. I'm a Christian now for quite a while, a long time now. I'm 78 years of age, but I must still worship the Lord. I must still learn to give my whole life to the Lord, and must give Him my whole heart.
Yes.
Amaziah was 25 years of age, reigning for 29 years, and still having an old heart. That's a problem. Thank you, Pastor A.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, sir. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Pastor Ray. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mutamai.
Pastor Ray.
B.
A new man, according to the word of God.
Yeah.
The Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter number 5, verse number 1 until verse, I think, 6, 7, kuya pants. I'm not sure about years. I pili la hlale mathuneni. But the moment uJesu afika kuye, umthatha from the place of misery, umnikeza the right place where lendoda kumele iphile khona. So a new man akabi khona before Christ. A new man uba khona uma uKristu afikile emuntwini.
Yeah.
I think in my heart, in my mind, ukuthi after lendoda ihlangane noJesu, yazi ukuthi ekhaya kukuphi. Yakwazi ukuthi ukugqoka yini, yakwazi ukuthi amaketani kahle kahle are no more part of my life, so it's better for me to go and live nabantu. That's the new man. Akekho u new man ngaphandle kuka Christ. Osiyami mtsama ematikani esiyathembe bafu uNkulunkulu anibusise Pastor Ray. Thank you so much, sir.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba mtsama eBalfo. Sithokoze ngendlela isimanga baba. Sibonga kakhulu. We take your calls 012-334-1322. And of course, remember this song a bit. Just a bit. Used to play this long ago, man. My years at university as an undergraduate. Ron Kenoli.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Beautiful song indeed there. Center of my joy, Ron Kenoli. A beautiful song indeed, I should say. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are throughout.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Sawubona mfundisi Ray nabafowethu ke lapho abangama guest ke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit ngibingelela ke egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth.
Amen.
Yasibonge ke kumsakazo ke we Radio Pulpit. Nawe ke mfundisi Ray ukusinikeza ke ugqozi ke nofuqu fuqu lokuthi ke sifunde ke izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Hallelujah.
Isihloko esithi isidalwa esisha, the new man. The new man is to be in God's image and likeness.
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. The new man is the new covenant. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, Jesus said, for this is my blood for the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New man is to be fresh, newly made. The man whom God has given a new heart and in whom he has placed a new spirit. Circumcise the foreskin of our heart. In Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 16, God says, therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. The new man, the name become changed. Isaiah chapter 62 verse 2, Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. Utholi gama elithiwe nguNkulunkulu. Examples of men change in the of the name change in the Bible. Genesis chapter 17 verse 5. Abraham to be Abraham. It is also in Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 27. Genesis chapter 32 verse 28. Jacob to be Israel. Acts 13 verse 9. Saul to be Paul. Disciples were called Christians in Acts chapter 11 verse 26. Kwathi esemfumene wamisa eAntiochia. Kwase kwenzeka ukuba umnyaka wonke bahlangane ebandleni befundisa abantu abaningi. Kwaqala eAntiochia ukuba abafundi bathiwe amaKristu. Igama elithi Christian lasungulwa ke lapha ebandleni laseAntiochia bebizwa ke ngokuthi bangamaKristu bahambisa ke okaKristu. The new man depends on the walk. The new man grows, matures as we walk the Christian way of life. God and man working cooperatively create the new man over the span of Christian life. That is a Christ-like life, a Zoe life, a God quality of life, to have a real relationship with God. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 20, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 2. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25 provides a few examples of how this process works. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Galatians chapter 6 verse 15. Ngokuba nokusoka nakungasoki akulutho. Isidalwa esisha kuphela. Jesus is the one, the new man we are all trying to put on. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Paul speaks to himself and to all true Christians. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Last verse of the day, Colossians chapter 3 verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Also, we thank you. We can find it in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 for renewing our mind. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu, babongane. Blessings to you, sir. We really, really appreciate. And the gospel truth says, good evening, Fundisi. Cha, isihloko sihle, new man, cha, muhle umsebenzi, qhubekani mfundisi wami. Amen. Mr. Nkosi, there, thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like him. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the issue of a new man. What a new man is, even all about.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Now, I'm looking into Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of Yahuwah. A new man is one who does not conform to the world any longer, with a renewed mind, knowing the perfect will of the Most High. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. So that's also the new person.
Yes.
We no longer are controlled by the influences of this world, nor even just the system of this world, but our minds are renewed by the word.
Yeah.
As we are quoting there in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Otherwise, we will never be able to, because now that we are new people, also even we live in the will of the Father. So we need, you know, our minds to be transformed. There are some of the things that we have fed our minds with, which are ungodly, which are not according to the will of the Father for us. So that is why now we need to feed on the knowledge of the truth, which is the word of the Father. We need to eat of the bread of life, you know, Yahushua HaMashiach himself, so that our minds can be renewed, as I was saying at first, that he says we have the mind of Christ. But without feeding on him as the bread of life, we will still be calling ourselves children of God, but still practicing the lifestyles of this world. You know, I don't know if you know a believer that, you know, on Sunday he's a believer, but on Monday, someone else. If, you know, like the church were to appear in their workplace, you know, yelling at people, they will be surprised, which is the very one that was shouting at church there and kissing Zamakwebi and also even crying, you know, like singing out loud. But on Monday is a different person, and on Friday is another person, because he is maybe now at a tavern or a shipping or whatsoever. So it's because of our minds are not renewed by the word of the Father. So, but when our minds are renewed by the word of the Father, all these old lifestyle, old habits, you know, the old nature is gone, is passed away. And we start to really enjoy the newness of the word. Like the word transforms us, the word renews us. The word, you know, like the disciples said to Yahushua Mashiach, you know, actually he said to them, you've been made clean by the word. So it means the more we listen to the word like this, it cleans us, it washes us, it purifies us, it separates us, it consecrates us, and all the old things, you know, like they are called, actually they are removed. Imicabango yakudala, imiqondo yakudala, kuyasuswa konke, bese sithola umqondo omusha, okumqondo kaKristu Jesu, and that's being a new person.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this matter. When we talk about a new man, what do we imply and what do we mean? 082-657-2729.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right, Muriel says, greetings, pastors. I think when we allow His word, with his hammer and fire to change our minds and hearts. It's when we will be transformed. Thank you so much, Muriel, for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And then Brick says, a new man, according to the words of God, you leave the things of the world and do what God wants. Huh? That is Bricks there. And then Tiny Mudibane says, good evening. The new man had been rid of all ungodly things, including the curse of the law. He does not have to be cleansed from time to time by a pastor or someone else, as Christ said, it is finished. He included everything. Am I right? I need help where this issue is concerned, please. Tiny, Jesus is love. All right, Mam Tiny. Siyabonga kakhulu, Mam Tiny. Let's see who I have again here. Right, I think I've read all. I've read all. Right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about the issue of a new man. When we speak of a new man, what are we talking about? What are we referring to? Who this new man is, and what this new man is also even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And let me bring this to you, Sipho. Now, when you look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. A new man is someone who is renewed in the spirit of his mind. Sipho?
That's very true, Mfundisi. And it's amazing, Buti, as the question in other words, our mindset is totally being transformed by God's word. In other words, we look on things in a perspective of God, in every situation that we are in, ukuthi what actually it is the will of God. Akusabi kho lokuthi amina bangazi kahle bangama zobakhombisa cha akusaveli umuntu omdala zonke izinto sesibuka ukuthi what is the perfect will of God. In other words, our mind is no longer operating in the old man. La kubonakala khona kakhulu selufi, la kubonakala kakhulu umuntu wemvelo yakudala ongamesaba uNkulunkulu. So in other words, a new man, kune transformation enkulu kakhulu. Ingakho Romans chapter 13 verse 14 uthi give no provision to any flesh regarding to its lust. Romans chapter 13 verse 14 ukuthi even our flesh is under control. In other words, we are being led by spirit of God in us. We are no longer entertaining or engaging our flesh on the things, activities that are not godly. In other words, we treat every situation with a lineup. Yes, God. And last thing, John chapter 15, verse 3. In other words, we're already being cleaned by God's word. So a new man.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota, just after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
A new man, according to the word, when you look into Isaiah 62 verse 2, it says, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Elohim will name. The righteousness of the Father, visible in our lives, is indicative of the newness of man in us. Mruti?
Absolutely, Mfundisi. Let us gankulunkulu tina se ukukhanya kwezwe. So, a new man is the one that radiate the light of the Father, so that even the world can see ubukhulu namandla bakaNkulunkulu nokulunga kukaNkulunkulu, because he has given us a new name. In other words, at Apostle Paul ngokuba thina sesingamanxusa kaKristu ngokungathi uNkulunkulu unxusa ngathi. In other words, our life and our conduct zibonisa impilo kaKristu in us. akufuneki ukuthi as a believer or as a child of God umuntu azakubuza ukuthi ngiyafisa kumbona lowo uNkulunkulu othu uyamkhonza, because kuba khona umuntu owenza izinto which are so contradictory to the word to certain extent ukuthi abantu bezwe the Gentiles, they could even say that uma ngabe insindiso noma ukukholwa kuyilokhu, I would rather ukuthi ngihlale ngilendlela lokho, then that means we are not bearing the name that God has given us, and we are misleading. So singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, as a new person, as a new creature in Christ Jesus, kufanele ukuthi inkambo yethu ibonakalise ukukhazimula kukaNkulunkulu empilweni yethu. Umuntu akubone noma abone ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu, that is in you, ngaphandle kokuthi wena uzibone, not ngokuzikhukhumeza, but ngenxa yokuthi you are so humble and gently before the Lord, and you walk uprightly. So athi umpostoli Paul uma ebhalela uTimothy in the first Timothy chapter 6 verse 11, athi, but as for you, O man of God, flee from these things, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith and love, and be steadfastness and gentleness. Kusho ngamanye amagama, a new person or a new man is the person that persuade ukulunga kukaNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi, and he live in a godly manner ngaso sonke isikhathi, wenza sure that he runs away from the desires of the heart, that he runs away from any kind of temptation that may come in their way. And in other ways, kusho ukuthi a new man and a new person, it is somebody ongeke aze atholakale seka fornicate noma enze adultery or any kind of a sin for that matter, but a new person is completely transformed and regenerated ukuba a reflect the light which is Christ himself.
Absolutely. Siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi. Blessings to you, Mayahe.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Lawrence Mpofu.
Oh, ambonge pastor, ambonge bakithi. Ngo Lawrence lo Mpofu ngobulawayo eZimbabwe.
eZimbabwe.
Awu ngiyabonga i-topic yakho baba mfundisi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Into ekhona inje you know, being a new man. Like when you receive Christ in your life,
yeah.
Before you do anything or before you say any word, uyazifaka enyaweni zikaNkulunkulu ukuthi if it was God responding to such a situation or responding to such and such inkulumo, ube aphendula ethini, or in such a situation uNkulunkulu uyena ube ayenzani, and then ungabona usufike kuleso stage esekuthi wenze njalo empilweni ukuthi before you do anything or before you say anything uzifake enyaweni zikaNkulunkulu ukuthi yena ngokwakhe umdali wezulu lomhlaba kube yathini or ube yayenzani, uyakhuluma yiphi inkulumo, uzifake nje enyaweni zakhe, and then lapho sesingathi you are now a new man.
Yeah.
Ngoba lokho it will protect us from sinning. Ngoba there is not even a single second uNkulunkulu engekho empilweni zethu. In whatever you do, be it you are sinning or you are doing anything that you do, every second God is always there. So a new man, before you act, ngiyazibuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena ube yathini uma kunguye esenza lento emfuna ukuyenza, because we are created in his image.
Yeah.
Singabo uNkulunkulu, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga Pastor Ray.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lawrence Mpofu in Zimbabwe there. We really appreciate, sir. Much blessings to you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. And let us listen also to Mfundisi Nwamba.
Pastora Losen, Pastora Losen mfundisi wami, ngiyabonga kwaba Red Paul Pete umsakazi wetindzaba lethi tfokotisako. Sabe imtsindzaba lethi tfokotisayo isitsonga, isitsonga vari mahungu lamanene. Manje ke pastori akunentoliko leyingahambi kahle lapha emabandleni lapha ngoba abantu emasontweni umuntu uba enyumeni uma efake isambatho. Umuntu uba enyumeni uma sekungumfundisi, the man of God. Wabona mfundisi?
Yeah.
Asifambelani ne. Swifamba ntsena loko munhu amukele Jesu Kristu.
Yeah.
Abe nkosi nomsindisi.
Yes.
Loko se munhu ari nyumeni, isifumbiwa leswintshwa.
Yeah. Ngiyakuzwa. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And Godfrey says there, evening, my fellow brothers, when you finish high school, you become a matriculation. Oh, you matriculator. When you finish your degree, you become a graduate. Therefore, when you spend off your sins, when you repent of your sins, you get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. You become a new man. Allah, Allah. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate. I really, really do appreciate. This is just amazing. Thank you, sir. And of course, you can give us a shout. Let's hear what you say.
Gupi na gupi lan kona kona anginibingelele emsakazweni nomkhulu Radio Pulpit. Ah, siyabonga kakhulu. Ungazisoli ukuchitha isikhathi sakho ube solalela nawo umsakazo. Usibusisa imihla namalanga osikhulisayo. Sawubona Butsipho. Hawu ndoda madoda ngiyalangazelela ukubona. Sawubona Baba Motha. Hawu Nkosi yami, the great man. Pastor Ray, ngiyabingelela nokuxolisa ukuthi angizange ngavela, but inhliziyo yami beyilangazelela kakhulu. Sabonga isihloko enisinika sona madoda. Ayikho into enzima na engamukeleki njengokukhuzwa. Ukukhuzwa kubuhlungu ngoba usuka ufuna ukwenza ifiso zakho ngoba understand ukuthi uyayifuna kuyenza lento leyo, kanti laba abakhuzayo bayibonile ukuthi phambilini izokuhlula. Siyabonga kakhulu the way nilikhuza ngakhona ibandla likaNkuluNkulu, the way nilakha ngakhona ibandla likaNkuluNkulu la ku Radio Pulpit. I highly appreciate kakhulu. Isihloko sethu namhlanje ngiyasizwa ukuba a new man. Awu madoda, ngoba mawuyisidalwa esisha kwaqala sikundlulile bheka kuvele okusha. Nkosi yami, nangabe sobuyele emuva kwakudala kusho ukuthi usiyaphoka phela ngoba sekufile maqondana nesono. So nangabe sowufile masowubuya uyenza the same thing bewuyenza phambilini uyapoka. So simbona kanjani umuntu ukuthi uyisidalwe sisha? Sikubona ngalokho, you speak the truth all the time to. They are good to listen attentively. Hayi abanye abantu bayakhuluma nawe uyakhuluma, awumnikeze omunye umuntu, wena ufuna ukukhuluma ngaso sonke isikhathi. Uyalalela, ulangazelela ukufunda. Nangabe usidalwe sisha, you are quick to forgive. Hayi usakhumbula izinto zakudala, zakudala, but wena uclaima ukuthi uyisidalwa esisha. Nangabe uhlangana nabanye abantu uxolela kuchift endleleni ngoba kwenzakala into yakudala ungakasindiswa, but yona usayibalela ekuthenini wena so uyisidalo esisha. You are a new man, but usasenezinto zakudala, usasenenzondo. No, inzondo uyibuyisele emuva. Siyala ukuthi ungazibiza ngokuthi you are a new man. So okwaqala sekundlulile, inzondo indlulile. Awusaphili ngama memories wakudala.
Yeah.
Uyazithethelela. Mabathi fakaza lapha yani, hey mina bengijampa ama fence bengigwazana mina. Kanti umuntu omusha kanjani? kanjani ukuthi kwaqala sekundlulile ubufakazi putsipho biyangidida babazalwane ngoba mina ngabe sifakaza ngasikhathi siveza amagqubu nebusiness yethu nentukuthelo yethu ebufakazini kanti kufanele siphakamise ubukhulu besiphambano busenze sababantu abasha basenza saba negama elisha lokuthi ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulunkulu. Ingakho masenkonzweni ubona sigijima sikhohlwa ukuthi ngubaba kaShukela, ngubaba kaSawuthi, ngijive ngigide, ngigijime nami ngiround around ngoba sengumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. Bajampe bashaya izandla nami ngiyaxuma, ngingumntwana. Hayi nizenza abantwana, vele singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madoda kaNkuluNkulu. May God bless you. Qhube kanjalo. uNkuluNkulu anezele imihla namalanga iwisdom kini. Amen.
Thank you so much Mfundisi Mhlongo, and of course we are now 4 minutes to what's the hour? Let me see. Okay. Sisifunde zonke. Asivaleni ke. Thinqale ngawe siphunga ukunikeza just a minute ukuthi uyivale. Now, it says, and when we talk about a new person, Isaiah 65 verse 15, you shall leave your name as a curse to my chosen, for the Elohim Yahuwah will slay you and call his servants with another name. Now that the devil is defeated in our lives, we have another name. We should know that. Jabu, finally, 1 minute.
Thank you very much, my friend. So at last, I just would like to say, let us, you know, acknowledge the new man that we've been created in by our Father.
Yeah.
So that new man is his son, you know, Yahusha HaMashiach. So we've got his mind. We are made in the likeness of the Father. So also let us look at ourselves in that view. Let us actually reject and cast away all thoughts that are not of God. All, you know, prophecies and curses and lies that are from the devil.
Yeah.
And take on the truth that the Father has declared tonight. And know that we are the new people in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, this is just amazing also. Sipho Ekineni, it says, and I'm looking at Revelations. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works. Yahuwah, Elohim, Almighty, just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Now, we are given a new language, and our language is to honor and praise the Father. Everything we say testifies of him. 1 minute, Sipho.
That's very true, Mfundisi, and indeed, Bible says, we are created for his glory and for him alone. And we thank God that through his blood that he has purchased us so that we become the children of God. And we thank you with the new man. He caused God to lose his son so that he dedicated his life so that we become what we are today. So that the Mazulu, when they see us, they should glorify Christ.
A new man according to Revelation chapter 5 verse 9, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to Yahuwah by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. These are the people who are redeemed by the blood of Yahuwah, Yahusha HaMashiach, the blood of the Lamb. Funis Mota, 1 minute.
Mfundisi, absolutely, that's very true. And a new person or a new man knows ukuthi only is worthy of all praise and honor to giving us a new life, and is the only one who was the key to our life, who was the key to our destiny. As Christ has been revealed unto us, uNkulunkulu mayebizo Abraham to walk before me blamelessly so. So a new man is somebody that walks before God because he knows that Christ has done the work.
Yeah.
And in his life we have to honor the Lord himself, who has redeemed us from the curse,
and has cleansed us with his blood.
Hallelujah. Next week we are talking about defilers, what defilers are even all about. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Motha, siyabonga baba.
Baba sibonga kakhulu, sibonga uNkulunkulu, nabalalela amakhaya siyabonga. Mfundisi Sipho nomfundisi Jabulani, bafowethu ngiyanithanda kakhulu, uNkulunkulu anibosise nemindeni yenu.
Siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi Sipho, siyabonga kakhulu. Blessings to you, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Mfundisi, all the listeners at home. I love you.
Love to you, man. And Jabu, my friend, siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise, man.
Thanks very much, my friend. May God bless you also. Mfundisi Motha, mfundisi Sipho, abalaleli bonke. Ngiyanithanda kakhulu. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, my friends, and blessings to you and good night. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. By his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, he teaches us all truth, man. And even tonight, you and I have been learning from him. We give him all the glory. Thank you for being patient.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Songs of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.